A greeting from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 13, text 49, or text 50. Sri Guvanadhari Ute Kirtane Rajwani Anya Padya Dira Dwani Kichuri Naksuni. When the Sankirtan resounded, it filled the three worlds. Indeed, no one could hear any sound or musical instrument other than Sankirtan. The lights went out here, and I need to look at something and note. On the floor of this, I think there's some kind of... on the floor. Oh, yeah, that's one. Okay, can you hear me? What is going on there? I will. Right, so we're only the end of the little miss you. Yeah, and you know, Shirakaya. That's your in the Kamina. As my feet of Anima. She take on Yam and Old Bisham. Tapitam Yena Bhutale. Shayam Yuba Kadamayam. Sadati Tapadanti Kam. Pancha Kalta Purujasya. Kripa Sindhu Bayedacha. Patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Hare Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vastavi Nora Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Rama Rama Hare Hare. So greetings from Govardhan, where we just celebrated Govardhan Puja. It's always nice to celebrate these festivals in the place where they were manifest in Krishna's pastimes, where Shakti or Leela potency, or the Leela God, which personification of the Leelas or pastimes, which gives one facility to bring them in your heart and experience the pastime. To experience the pastime is to imbibe the sentiments and mood of devotion that was manifest in these pastimes. That's how you actually see the pastime. You just see it externally. You may get some other idea that it's mundane or mythological. But if you view the pastime in terms of the devotion that's expressed, it becomes very, very real. And it's something that you have access to, if even a drop. So it was nice to celebrate the pastime here and at the Bhaktivedanta Ashram over there. So maybe I'll just tell them this is maybe what we'll do today. I also went on Govardhan Tirthram yesterday. Maybe I'll just tell you, because I know people, anyway, many of the people, maybe even most of the people have been here. So it gives you a nice view. And what do you remember? Remember the sentiments you experienced. and COVID on. It may be the curriculum that you went. And so it was very, very, very nice. I have to compliment the ashram, how nice the festival is. It's a lot of work because they feed so many people. And they bring in, they always bring in what's called the Hawaii, one of these professional family cooks, the big bhati. Yeah. So there's, all over is huge, huge pots. They have a way of doing things. And when you see how some of these people cook, there was one guy who was the head of it in a gumshoe. He's always a little portly, portly means a little nicely fat. Portly means nicely fat, like Madhu Bangal. That's the way he should be. And I would just watch him. It almost like a cow. The cows are in the mode of goodness. They're so peaceful. He'd sit there and he'd make blood jugglings with both hands. And there's no passion involved. It's just his duty for 8-10 hours. This one goes. And leaving it to him, cutting the subject. It just sits in one place and commands this operation and does the work himself. So I understood how when the Anakrut ceremony happened in Govardhan, and they made lakes of sweet rice and mountains of kachoris, I understood how it does. You just got these Brahmin cooks. I see two Brahmin cooks, cook puris for 1,000 people. And basically the feast was at 1, they come at 12 o'clock. And so scientific, right? That, everyone gets hot puris. Figure that one out. It's very, very... so that is interesting, but how well the whole thing is organized and how tasty the offerings were. And it's very, very special how the festival is done. It begins in the morning, Gopi Pranadana, Prabhu, the Sanskrit scholar, very wonderful Vaishnava. He speaks on the pastime. And what he was doing, which was very nice, one devotee came up to me and says, "Wasn't that delightful?" Because what he was doing is he was reading from Don Kaley Comedy. He was reading some verses because that's one of the pastimes that happens in Govardhan. The tax pastime, where the gopis come and have to. Is one narrow, only one person could fit through in this huge mountain. When they want to come through the mountain, Krishna can block it and charge tax. So he was reading the verses and translating them on the spot. They made a joke. People also like this kind of dry humor. Very serious, but he has a dry humor. And he's explaining that you go around and you see all these pandits. These are the Brahmin guys. What do they all do in the morning? They drink tea and read the newspaper. So he said, "Now we're going to read the newspaper from the spiritual world. What's happening today?" And he read Dan. Don Kaley, Fogarty. All these wonderful, but it's one of the pastimes that happens here. Maybe I'll explain a little bit about that later. Very sweet. And then after that, there's Gopuja, and they have the most beautiful cows on this property. If you've ever seen this property, now part of it is with these cows. And they're so peaceful. And we worship the cows. And then after that, we go across the road to Govardhan Hill, and people are fixing it up. So now there's lush grass in front of the hill, like very cushy grass. And then in front of the hill, they cleaned off this portion those stones in the bath. And then you go right up to the throat, and Bibi Govinda Swami and Govinda Swami and Sri Prabhupada doing kirtan. And one of the highlights, too, in the middle of this incredible kirtan where everybody's bathing, the Govardhan itself, right on the top of the hill, high up on the top of the hill, with a big boxy lady dancing, looking above to the kirtan. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not go on the hill, and he followed his example. And then, very organized, thousands, so many people. I love when prasad is made properly and served properly. Of course, in the kunjis, kunj means like forest houses, so this beautiful Kadamba forest on the property, and little there, little kirtan going on. And wonderful. And the feast, and also the anakut, hundreds of preparations in straw baskets, you know, all in front of the hill. So it is. And also, I've done this last night, it seems to work at 5 o'clock in the morning. I go on first half of the kirtan, come back at 7, so halfway around. And then, nice to see Jagadish from Israel, and he brought 30 people from Moscow. Very nice people, intelligent people, not devotees. But I also got to explain something. Yeah, they went halfway around, and then after the feast at 3 o'clock, they landed the second half. It's a full day of worshiping Govardhan, who is the best of the devotees. So, last time let me do a little bit of the Chaitanya Charitamrita in the second half of the class, with the decent Govardhan on Leela. Chaitanya Charitamrita, the character of the life force and immortality. And that means the eternal nature of the living entity is to participate in the eternal pleasure of the absolute reality, which is the experience of Raksa. And we participate in that eternally by opening our hearts in devotion, which is our nature. Our nature is to be focused on God. And when you're focused on another person, what you're focused on is their pleasure. You're focused on the pleasure of God, and that gives you pleasure. Because being focused on another's pleasure is called love. And love or praying is the essence of God's Kundalini Shakti, his pleasure focus. So, this Chaitanya Charitamrita is a contemporary manifestation of Krishna Lila, in that sense, the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Radha and Krishna combined. As Krishna in the form is devotee. So it's the form of 15th century Bengal, but it's the bhav or the mood of the bhava eternity. Again, the real reality, so to speak, what's really there, the reality is actually that mood of devotion. So, we read about that in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we're up to the part of Kirtan and Rathyatra, which is in the mood. It's in the vav of Radharani in separation from Krishna, taking Krishna back to the Godhead. And that's real kirtan, not just music. It's bhava or devotion. And that's why when King got to Perugia, when he first saw the kirtan of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, even though he saw so many kirtans before, he said, I've never seen a kirtan like this. It wasn't the musical talent. It was that the music or the song that was coming out of that kirtan party was a manifestation of spiritual love. And therefore it has a special quality. You can have a professional kirtan. There are people in Bengal that do this for money. And their objective is money. Their objective is to impress you. It doesn't have the same effect, even it may be the most beautiful music. Even I know sometimes when I used to go to the Krishna Balaram Mandir to do a class, it was very important to me the spiritual integrity and practice of the person giving class. And even if the person wasn't a scholar, if he was a deep practitioner, I would really want to go, because whatever he had is a manifestation of realization. And what I wanted from the class was realization. Someone who saw some truth, when someone sees some truth, realize, not just theoretically, then that truth can come to you. And if someone is a great scholar, but he doesn't, it's not a manifestation of realization, it's book learning, and that's also a different thing. So this is what Saradvati Vaishnava means. That he goes for the essence, and the essence is that devotion. Of course, when you have devotion, you make things nice. So you try to make things nice. And therefore, beautiful music and even nicely spoken words can be a wonderful manifestation of devotion. But this is very, very special kirtan because it's based on some kind of devotional mood. And here it says, when this type of sankirtan resounded, it filled the three worlds. Kirtanmeda Dvani, it's the vibration of sankirtan, Tribhuvana Bhadi, it's filling the three worlds. And you can't hear any other sound. I just remember some pleasant experiences when I would go on Harinam in New York. With just a few people. I remember, maybe it was a nice devotee, Purna Chandra, which is in Russia, he's from New York. And go out with him. And then Prabhupada Maharaj was there. A few others. It was very nice. I remember when you begin the kirtan, you're so insignificant because there's the sounds and the bustle of New York. But when you begin to concentrate on the kirtan, the influence of the kirtan engulfs the city. There's practically nothing else. You can feel the potency of that kirtan. So what to speak of this type of kirtan? What is this type of kirtan? Again, this is a nice example. There's devotion. But out of devotion, things are done so properly. There's one expert kirtaneer. An expert means two things. It means love, devotion deeply, and the knowledge of how to shape that love for Krishna's pleasure in beautiful sound. I was watching Bibi Govindaswamy sing. That's an example, with his eyes closed. And he sung this song. Well, you remember that song? How does it go? About Govardhan? get it not even. You don't remember that. Anyway, singing for you see, nice heart of devotion and mastery of how to express it. There's such control over his voice and the tempo of the singing, you know. So you can imagine that. And I guess when you hear these kind of leaders, you should meditate on that. What is it like to have a kirtan party with Sri Damodar singing and five expert chanters in this spot? And then two madangas, some kartals, and the great acharya, older man, dancing out of love. Srivas Vityananda, Srivas leading Vityananda, dancing out of love. The Kunda singing. Haridas Thakur, dancing out of love. Govinda Ghosh singing. The Krishna Pandit dancing out of love. And then three other parties, one organized by Advaita Charlie. He was the dancer, so he told his son Achyutananda, he organized this kirtan from Shantipur, another one from Karina Graham, and four in front, one on each side, in the back, resounding. Resounding. Very wonderful. You couldn't hear any other sound. And when you become engulfed in that type of sound, that vibration, it affects your heart deeply. The quality of association with the Mahabhagava, that it will have effect on you, even if you're not aware of the status or qualification of the person. It will have an effect on you. Except if you're proud of your knowledge, which is not real knowledge. If you're proud of your knowledge, that pride will create a barrier to accepting it, because you will negate that person with the other person. You'll analyze that person and denigrate that person. And your consciousness has a lot to do with perception. But if you're neutral and unaware, it'll have so much effect. Sakya Tani, Guru, Prabhu, Hari Hari, Hale, Jaya Jagannath, Elena, Husky, Yudhati. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandered through all seven groups chanting the holy name. Hari Hari, raising his arms, he shouted all glory to Lord Jagannath. So the imaginative group here is meditating on that. Just meditate on one of the kirtan groups. Chief Damodar singing, Lady Charlie dancing, Trina Dandes and Kartal, and Lord Chaitanya wanders through the circle of that group, raising his palms, chanting, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Hari, 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 Jai Jagannath, Hari, Hari. And that's only one of the groups. So you got seven of these groups. So these are descriptions of reality. Because what is reality? It's the open heart of souls towards God and love pouring forth in different expressions of that love, whether it's cooking or singing or fanning or personal service. And you have also this wonderful exhibition of God himself taking the position of his topmost devotee. You basically have Radharani's love. You have the Purna Shakti. There's Shaktiman and Shakti. Shaktiman means the possessive energy, and Shakti means the energy. And the energy serves the energetic source. And service means love. So the essence of all Shakti is love and devotion. And the complete full capacity for that devotion is Radharani. And God wants to experience that. Be complete of his pleasure. So God's taking the position of his own devotee in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. he says, Hari Hari Jai Jagannath. It's a full manifestation of Prema Bhakti. And that's flooding. And it's so tumultuous that the kirtan parties have a resemblance of clouds with raindrops. And what's the raindrops? Everyone is crying. It's pouring forth tears. And it's not mental tears. It's tears from the heart of pure, unalloyed devotion. And it's rasa, so it has crescendos, like waves, tsunamis. And the kirtan's already ecstatic, and then Lord Chaitanya wanders in, his hands are in the air, he's dancing, Hari Hari, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, and floods of ecstasy come forth from the kirtan. And this is kirtan. This is real kirtan. And you won't get that with professional kirtan. If the body's ego, you know, or personalism, you won't get the same effect. And you should consider yourself very fortunate to participate in pure kirtan. Because you don't need to be a yogi, you don't need to be a vairagi. You don't have to have incredible control of your mind. You just have to open your heart. It's a spiritual process. You open your heart. You open your heart, and if there's anything, you activate your mental imprints, the melody and rhythm, if you need to absorb your mind. You open your heart, and then something comes in. Touch the heart and bring out your eternal nature. And that creates an absorption and focus that cannot be achieved by yogis and yadis. Because they have to do it by the force of their will and determination. Concentration of the kirtaniya is happening to him, not his talent. All he's doing is opening his heart. And sincerity. Lord Chaitanya then exhibited another mystic power by performing pastimes simultaneously in all seven groups. There is descriptions of billions of cowherd boys taking this fish. But it's not material. So Krishna appears in a devotee's bath. That was the message. Bhava devotion, that is the message that Krishna sent to the gopis. It's a wonderful message. I am there in my Bhava manifestation. In your devotion, I am there. God is not limited. So Krishna can appear simultaneously to billions of devotees. It depends on their heart. So in these pastimes where everyone is opening their heart, Krishna is before everyone directly, simultaneously, like the Rasa. He's in between each gopi, like the cowherd voice taking prasad, and he's there with each one. And then when you have that darshan of Krishna, who is your beloved, in loving exchange, very, very intense. It's like in Ramananda Samvada, which is a description of higher and higher states of spiritual consciousness, because it's a discussion between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy. And he asks Ramananda Roy, you know, tell me the essence, the topmost verse in all the scriptures. And they go one through another, and you get this comparative religion. And the initial part of religion is just doing your duty. I had talked with Mahamuni about this, and Ramanujacharya's description of Karma Yoga. What does a person do to remain spiritually conscious in the world? Well, one of the things he does is he has duties, whether it's work or family, tries to do everything according to God's laws. And if he's concentrated in that way, it's a way to remember God even when you're in your family and you have so-called mundane duty. But if it's something that you have to do and should be doing, then it means that God wants you to do it. So you remember God in that way. But it's not the highest thing. And that's what Chaitanya when he says, what is the topmost verse? One ashrama charavita purushena paramta. That, you know, doing your duties, he said, yes, but they have diet. But ultimately, not the highest thing. So it goes up and up and up and up until there's this incredible description, and it's not impersonal, of the merging of Radha and Krishna. And that merging is, you can imagine when Radha and Krishna meet after separation, and they're gazing at each other through the eyes so lovingly. Right? I mean, this is the topmost love. Imagine the gaze looking into each other's eyes. How absorbed they become in praying. How much absorbed they become in love of God, then, that there's no other conception in their consciousness, even of their own identity. And imagine, because in our particular line, our goal, tat-tat bhava ichamayi, there's two types of participation in Radha Krishna's pastime. One is called sambho, to directly try to enjoy it. And one is a selfless love of enjoying it by observation. Well, the young, innocent gopis, they have love for Radharani and they have love for Krishna. And when they meet, the pleasure they get from just observing. We get pleasure from observing things, right? Sometimes someone's a sports fan and they observe their sports heroes, or they're a music fan and they observe it, and then they see some exchange between people. That's a reflection. But how to see that in perfection when you're actually seeing Radha and Krishna gazing at each other, looking at them, and they're observing, what is Radharani seeing when she's seeing Krishna? What is she seeing? He's seeing his yellow tulips in his ears, his rose eyes. What is she thinking? And when she's actually gazing face to face, what is she seeing? And his redness of his body, what is she seeing? What is she thinking? We can't even imagine what that experience is that we like. And then Krishna is looking at Radharani. What does Krishna do? Her luster, which puts gold in a painful situation. The beauty of her face, which defeats a forest of blue lotus flowers. What is she saying? What is he saying? And then what are these pure souls who have so much love, what pleasure are they getting from just absorbing and observing and absorbing themselves in that? So what is the pleasure of the kirtan when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in that mood of Srimati Radharani, enters? And not just enters visually, enters with his bhava devotion, which is already heightened by this incredible sweet kirtan, with devotees singing out of praying, devotees chanting out of praying, the Madhanga players living out of praying. Sabakari Prabhu Achena Mori Sampadai Anyatani Nahiyana Amare Dayai. Everyone said, And there's this ecstasy coming from each person's heart. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in my group. Indeed, he does not go anywhere else. He is bestowing his mercy upon us. Spiritual pride. There are seven groups. And he is with us. And he's looking at me. Combined with the prema of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jai Jagannath, Hari Hari, and Sri Damodar singing, or Shrivas Thakur singing. And what does the bamboo sound like? Madhur, Madhur, Madhur Bhaji, Madhur, Madhur, Madhur Bhaji. I remember when I first came to the temple in Brooklyn, the sound of those redundancies, the next right beat together, serving the greater offering of the whole of the kirtan. Kavi Rapi Tainari Prabhu Achintya Shakti Antaranga Bhakti Jani Yanna Shiva Bhakti. Actually, no one can see the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Only the most confidential devotees, those who feel unalloyed devotional service, can understand. So those who have Shuddha Bhakti, Antaranga Bhakta, real intimate, is Achintya Shakti, they can see it. And there's some devotees that we're seeing, my God. Not only did they see, they were seeing, my God, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's dancing in all groups. They're seeing seven Lord Jagannaths. Kirtan Dekhiya Jagannath Hase Sita Sankirtana Dekhi Rata Kariya Sajita. Lord Jagannath is very much pleased by the Sankirtan. And he brought his cart to a standstill just to see the performance. So just see how Bob Rasa works. It's a crescendo of these sentiments. And the heart is just increasing, inconceivably, in devotion. And then you have these seven kirtans going, and Lord Chaitanya. And then what happens is everyone's pulling the cart, and it's going along. And then because the cart is moving by Jagannath's will, not just by the strength of the people pulling it, and all of a sudden, the cart comes to an abrupt halt, and another crescendo. Now I'll make it mundane. And the crowd went wild. And the kirtan is there. Satya-pari-dhyana-vaya parama-vishnaya Nikita-vishwa-raja-vali-prema-maya. King Kripa-tapuja was also astonished to see the Sankirtan. He became inactive. So King Kripa-tapuja, he bestowed with seeing the whole thing. And it's very interesting why. Because although he's a king, he took the position of humble servant. Sometimes only one person can become the king. Everyone can become a humble servant. But the position of humble servant of God is greater than the position of king. One's a karmic qualification, one's a qualification of heart. It doesn't matter what your karma is. In other words, the greatest thing is available to all of us, but we're desiring things that are not great that are available to only a few. We're having karmic desires, which are not as great as spiritual desires. By this humble service of the king, he speaks to us. He melts the heart. Because he's given himself to God fully. and he's transcended his ego. And it's very difficult when you're the king. It's a real danger, it's a real danger to have wealth, to have followers. It can be very advanced because people are feeding their mental imprints that I am the controller and I am the enjoyer, and that's why you come to the world. You have wealth and followers. It's a very difficult position because it feeds the reason of your material existence. And again, the way mental imprints are unscarred. If you see them, they look twice as big. Because you keep the initial mental imprint and you create an equal size big. That's addiction, I tell you. Right? Alcohol, you like drink, so that imprint that this is intoxication is good, you fulfill it, and then it becomes bigger. It's very hard to be the king as a spiritual position. Because the mental imprint to be worshipped, that's why it's also hard to be an acharya. And we see the history of the Krishna consciousness movement, how sincere people became swayed by taking a position before they were qualified in heart to take it. But to speak in mental imprints for the opposite sex, and then there's this man and woman are worshiping him. You have to be very, very advanced. The king has so much wealth and opulence. So when he demonstrates that I shed it all for the service of God, and I sweep the road, and that's a higher position. The king wants that position in relationship to God. So when King Kartikarudra, who's the king, exhibits this intense desire to take the position not of the worshipped and loved, but the servant and the lover, it melts the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he gives him the shakti, and he can see this whole thing. And when he sees it, he becomes stunned. And prema mayi, the highest pleasure in the world, comes to his heart. So, listening to this, I mean, the king informed Kashi Mishra, the glory of the Lord. He comes to Kashi Mishra, he's the priest. The administrator of the Jagannath temple, and the person who's given him regiments and a great devotee to it, and he informs the king, did you see that? And he begins to describe it. Kashi Mishra replies, Tomara Bhagyara Nahi Shina. There is no limit to your fortune. This fortune, there's no limit to it. It's the greatest fortune. Now, we have about 10 more minutes. I say something. I talked a little bit about the pastime of Govardhan Hill, a little bit about the position of Govardhan as the topmost devotee. We see how important the conscious environment is the exchange. We see how important the environment is the exchange of love. And even if we look in the world, according to what type of love is to be experienced, a suitable environment is required to support that. So the environment is very important. If love is the goal, and the environment creates the conducive atmosphere for that love to be experienced, an environment is so important. And we think the high court judge wants to experience the love of reverence, which is a wonderful type of love to relish. But it's distant love. And therefore, to facilitate that love, he needs a high bench to sit above others. And then the living room, family love, another type of environment. Conjugal love, candlelight, soft music, another type of love. So, as that love exists in its pure form in the absolute reality, the pure environment is also very important. Because in the spiritual world, that environment is conscious. It's not just facilitating love, but it has a conscious desire to facilitate that love. So the environment is also loving God. So Govardhan is glorified because every day in Krishna's Astakalila pastime, the eightfold pastimes of the day, from 9 o'clock till 4 o'clock, he's coming to Govardhan Hill. And Govardhan Hill is creating a wonderful environment for very intimate pastimes. It's not only creating that environment, but it's consciously creating that environment, and consciously creating that environment out of ecstasy. So when Krishna's coming, and Krishna loves his cows, and when you love cows, you're very happy to see green grass. But we have such green grass on Govardhan now. Because right next to the Krikram Mart, I don't know, either the government or some charity, they've just maintained these beautiful, thick lawns. How pleasing. When the grass grows on Govardhan, it's a manifestation of Giriraj's hair standing on end. So it's giving itself to Krishna fully. It's conducive, and it's loving. And then, when you're out for the day, and let's just speak of shade trees, and it gets hot, and you want cool, sweet water, the Govardhan provides cold, cool, sweet water. That's the tears coming from the eyes of Govardhan. Vasaham Aksakompiya, Krishna says, I am the taste, the pure taste of water. Never understood what that meant until I went up to the Himalayas and took the cool water coming from the mountain before it comes down the plains and picks up all the salts and the minerals. It's just so, you can understand that that's a shock to your consciousness. The Giriraj is Haridas Devaya. He's the topmost devotee because he's giving everything to Krishna and he's giving it out of love. Anada Mandana Leela Kandare Kandare Te Vachirti Nabi Yuna Vandanasya. The conjugal pastimes require secluded place. Giriraj manifests beautiful caves, the jeweled bedsteads and lamps. So it provides the setting for the infinite love, and that's why in Upade Shamnita, it has that verse, the essence of all instruction, where it gives a gradation of spaces, places, one better than the other. The Vaikuntha, better than Vaikuntha, is Vajranando. Vajrananda is 12 forests, the forest of Vrindavan. And the forest of Vrindavan is Govardhan. So, in the Bhagavatam, Radharani herself declares that Giriraj is the topmost devotee, as he offers himself fully. And therefore, the great sages like to, in our line, the great teachers like to reside at Govardhan. Raghunath Das, Krishna Chakravarti Thakur. Jiva Goswami had his sitting place here. Sanatana Goswami and Chakreshwar Mahadev is here. They like to reside at Govardhan because bhakti is in the heart of the devotee. So they like to pray to Govardhan to fulfill their spiritual desires. One devotee here, he's telling me he's going around Govardhan every day. He's praying for spiritual desires. Anyway, those spiritual desires are fulfilled by the mercy of Govardhan. So it's worshipable as Krishna is worshipable. The sacred mountain. And it's so nice when you go around on Govardhan Puja amongst the crowds of people. It's such a nice spiritual activity because everyone is, when you circumambulate, actually, one thing that was very nice, Sadhguru's from Israel, he does tours. He did a tour to Moscow this year. And 30 people knocked the doors. But I couldn't tell when they came in. They'd been with him for 2 days already. And they were mostly young, field, probably late 20s, early 30s. Very attractive people, probably seems like they were well placed. Anyway, they were attractive people. And the room was filled where I am, and I got to speak about Govardhan to them. And, I thank you, which sometimes happens to me, but I admit that it happens to me, so I can remember it. Going around, Govardhan Hill. I can tell everyone that what one sadhu told me in Bombay, he was getting health treatment, I made him, he was a good dasi. Said when the devotee goes around Govardhan Hill, Giriraj follows him around, asking the devotee what he wants. Did the devotee ask for Krishna thing? But just to see so many people go around Govardhan Hill, again, externally there's so many people walking around the mountain, but internally there's a lot of devotion. You kind of can swim in the ocean of that devotion by joining those pilgrims. I'll stop here now. Are there any questions? Anyone like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Very good.
Thank you. By next year, hopefully you'll be here. Or
oh, yes.
1 or 2 years.
Yes. No, 1 year.
Thank you. Okay, great. Anyone else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Ariel here, New Zealand.
Who is this? Oh, Ariel, Hare Krishna. When is Govardhan Puja there? Yesterday also?
Well, today's Govardhan Puja, but we had a celebration during the Sunday feast for all the guests.
Okay. Nice to hear from you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. Hey, anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Thank you, Maharaj, this is Rasikya.
That's it, yeah, Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming on.
Finished making the day sweet.
Oh, Rasi, yeah, I'll tell you an interesting thing that happened to me on Govardhan Puja, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's related to Austin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I met this one devotee here, and this devotee is, he used to work upstate, and he told me, he said, you know, I wanted to move south to my wife's house, and I wanted to move to Austin. And he said, you know, hey, lo and behold, I just got a job there. in Austin. He's very nice. Mm-hmm. And he said, I just got a job in Austin. And he said, he told me I'm going on Fuji. He said, if you come down, I'll pay for your ticket.
Great.
So I called him sometime in the spring. I'll come down and then I could visit yourself and Mahamuni. And I give that person your address. He and his wife are very, very, very nice people. Very nice people. So they're nice devotees down there.
Are they already here?
Yeah. His wife has moved down to Austin.
Uh-huh.
And he was still up in New York because he couldn't move down there unless he got a job.
So he did get the, but what I'm asking is, is he already here?
His wife moved down ahead of him. She's there, but he didn't move down yet because he needed to get a job. Because he was working, you know, and he's not even a job these days. So he just informed me that he did get a job in Austin.
Great.
And that he'll be moving down there. And then he asked me, he said, you told me before that there's some devotees there I should meet. Can you please give me their address? So I'll do that. Okay, thank you, Rasika. Hare Krishna.
Great.
Haribol. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? Okay. We'll end it today. Rasika Krishna? Are you still there? Okay, I'll get you there. I'll call you. Go turn it on you. Don't you call for the video shot because it's going to be the video shot. I think I'm talking to you eventually.